best story. Charlie was a combat pilot in the Pacific, and on a Wednesday afternoon, May 24 of 1944, a reconnaissance and strafing mission is scheduled. Charlie meets with intelligence at 1300. His target's the northeast coast of New Ireland. No restrictions. If it moves, shoot it. Charlie gets his shooting equipment, checks his code, radio signal, starts his plane. By 1400, he's airborne, bound for New Ireland. The coast is clear. Not enough low clouds to obstruct. The center of a nearby storm is still comfortably to the north. Charlie's altitude is 2,500 feet. First, he will look for signs of new Japanese activity. In minutes, he should be flying 200 feet above the jungle. Now Charlie is cruising the New Ireland coastline. He's racing over the water, the beach of yellow sand at his left. Then suddenly, a mile in front of him, is that a post standing in the shallows, or is that somebody? Then the object moves toward shore. It's somebody. It's a man. Japanese, unfriendly natives, everyone on the island is a target. No restrictions. Those are the orders. Shoot whatever you see. So Charlie sets his gun sight. A mile takes 10 seconds at this airspeed. At 1,000 yards, his 50 calibers are deadly. He cannot miss. Now the man is out of the water, and he sees Charlie's plane. But he does not run. The beach is wide. He cannot make the cover of the trees. He is centered in Charlie's gun sight. And Charlie's finger tightens on the trigger a touch, and the stranger will crumple on the coral sand. And still the man does not run. He disdains to. Instead, he strides across the beach, each step pronouncing his dignity and his courage. And at once, Charlie recognizes this is no ordinary man. It's a life that's worth more than the pressure of a trigger. Charlie does not want to see him fall. Charlie releases the trigger and eases back on the stick. The man reaches the tree line, merges with the blur of green to Charlie's left, and Charlie is relieved. Of the incident, he later said, "I would never have forgotten him writhing on the beach. I will always remember his figure striding over the sand, the fearless dignity of his steps. I had his life balanced on a muscle's twitch, and I gave it back to him, and I thank God that I did. I shall never know who he is or who he was, Japanese, native, but I realized that the life of this unknown stranger, probably an enemy, is worth 1,000 times more to me than would have been his death. I should never quite have forgiven myself if I'd shot him, naked, courageous, defenseless, and yet so unmistakably man." End quote. That bearing, that stride, that dignity Charlie saw through his gun sight, there was something in them that, as Charlie would put it, formed a bond between the pilot and the stranger. And really, it makes all the sense in the world. For the would-be assassin, who could so easily have killed and did not, was himself once upon a time his nation's paragon of courage. That combat pilot was 42-year-old Charles Lindbergh. And now you know the rest of the story.